Palestinians in Gaza are reacting to President Donald Trump's proposed peace plan with a mix of hope and despair after yet another attempt to end the war in the territory. Walaa Rifai, a mother of three, has been battling cancer for 8 years. Since the war began, she has remained on a waiting list to be referred out of Gaza for treatment.
Now the people themselves are demanding an end. Hamas's leadership does not feel the suffering here, the starvation, deprivation, illness, and the lack of safety, even inside people's homes.
But Abdullah, a pharmacist in central Gaza, warns that chaos will erupt if no Palestinian party is allowed to govern the war-torn territory and ensure the Palestinian people's right to self-determination.
There will be no ruling party on the ground. I don't believe an Arab force can prevent potential chaos or internal fighting, as we are already a stubborn people.
Mahmoud Radi, a resident of Gaza City, now displaced, believes that regardless of what happens politically, the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians will continue.
It's the same outcome. Whether they hand over the hostages or not, Hamas will be wiped out. What I expect is the forcible transfer of the entire Gaza Strip.
On Monday, President Donald Trump unveiled a 21-point peace plan to end the war in Gaza. The proposal calls for Hamas to release all Israeli hostages within 72 hours of Israel accepting the deal, in exchange for the release of thousands of Palestinian prisoners. Israeli forces would pull back to an agreed line inside Gaza during the process, with full withdrawal staged later. Hamas would be barred from any governing role, though its members could receive amnesty if they disarm or leave Gaza. In the meantime, a technocratic Palestinian committee would run the territory under the supervision of an international board of peace led by Trump and other world officials. The plan also promises a surge of humanitarian aid, the reopening of Gaza's Rafah crossing, and long-term redevelopment under what Trump calls a new economic vision. Palestinian statehood, however, is left vague. The proposal has already drawn support from several Arab and Western countries. Raed Najm is a Gaza-based political analyst.
It's been reported that Hamas would accept the deal, given the backing it has from Arab and international players. But whether Hamas agrees or not, the plan is set to move forward, sending in an international task force to gradually take control of Gaza until the entire strip is handed over. That leaves Hamas with very little room to maneuver, especially as the genocide continues with no breakthrough in sight.
وهذا يجعل هامش المناور لدى حماس ضيقا جدا خاصة مع استمرار الإبادة وعدم وجود حلول حقيقية.
For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari in Gaza.